don't work.
No.
Chance doesn't work.
No.
Her boyfriend's aunt extended an invitation.
Miss Peterson let y'all come and live with her. She works.
Yes.
But was she asking for trouble?
Did the two of you have a fight?
Yes.
He had blood on his eye. I was like, what happened? He says, I want her out. I want her out now. Look what she did to me. And she started yelling at me in front of her little girl. I said, don't do this in front of your daughter.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Lilia Holland is suing her boyfriend's aunt, Robin Peterson, for unpaid bills during the time they lived together and for moving costs.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 118 on the calendar, the matter of Holland versus Peterson.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Holland, I assume this is your boyfriend, Chance. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the two of you together have a child, or is that child just your child?
She's just mine.
How old is that child?
3.
This is your boyfriend, Chance's aunt.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I just want to let you know that he's my nephew, but I raised him since he was 10, and he's lived with me all along. So he's like my son.
Now, this is what your case is about. You don't work.
No.
Chance doesn't work.
No.
Miss Peterson let y'all come and live with her.
Yes.
She works.
Yes.
She was paying the rent.
No, ma'am. We were paying the rent, too.
With what type of currency were you paying the rent?
I get welfare, and he gets SSI. So we pulled our money out of that.
You pulled your money? You mean you pulled my money?
Yes, ma'am.
Shh. That's my money. How much were you giving her in rent?
Each of us gave her $260.
Did the plaintiff give you $260?
Neither one of them. The exchange was I paid the rent, they paid the utilities.
That is not true.
Well, that sounds right to me. How much was the rent?
It was $775, something. It was $800, say.
Are you still living there?
No.
When did you leave?
I left. We moved in, I think it was the 1st of November.
1st of November of 2012.
Yes. And his Uncle Dave delivers furniture. And he left with him one weekend to go help him do that.
What? I'm not following
okay.
you. From,
okay.
Step back.
Okay, I'll step back.
This
Sorry.
Is what the case is about.
Okay.
You claim that she owes you utility bill because the utilities were in your name and your name alone. You moved out. She didn't take the utilities out of your name. She never paid the utilities. She says that was the deal. She paid the rent on the apartment. You and the boyfriend were supposed to cover the utilities. That's what the case is about. Okay? Now, when you paid your rent, who did you pay your rent to?
I will pull my money out and hand it to him, and when the landlord came, he will go to the door with her to specifically give her the money.
What kind of apartment was this?
It was a house apartment.
A house apartment.
It was a duplex.
A duplex. What?
A duplex.
Where did the landlord live?
A couple blocks from us. I never really knew, you know, right where she lived, but I know I would call her to come and get the rent, and she'd come right over.
And when she came to get the rent, did you pay her in check or cash?
I paid her in cash.
Now, how much do you receive in welfare?
$490.
For you and your daughter?
Yes.
How much does the boyfriend get from SSI?
$866.
You had a fight with him at some point, and he left the duplex, or you left the duplex?
No, I left.
Where did you go?
Back to my mom's in Ontario.
And how long did you stay there?
Just up until April, and we got back together, and I moved back in with him.
How did you get back to your mom's in Ontario?
My friend.
Who?
My friend Brittany.
How did she get you back to Ontario?
She has a car, and she asked her husband if she could come pick me up because we broke up.
Can I say something, Your Honor? That night she's talking about, I was at a friend's house, and he come banging on the door, and he had blood on his eye. She kicked him real bad. She shoved him down because he can't really see that good. And I was like, what happened? He says, I want her out. I want her out now. Look what she did to me. So I went over, and she started yelling at me in front of her little girl. I said, don't do this in front of your daughter. I said, look,
just
leave.
I did not yell.
Okay. Now they're all back together again. Never supposed to interfere in domestic situations because they'll get back together and there's only one person who's bad and that's you. And you've been the one. You live with your aunt most of your life?
Half my life, Your Honor.
Half your life. How old are you?
I'm 21, ma'am.
Well, half your life is since you're 10. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay. Tell me about putting the utilities in your name.
Well, when I first moved in with them in August.
Just tell me about it.
She has bad credit. She owes just a loan on electricity at about $1,000. So she decided, oh, let's put it under my name.
That she decided.
Yes. And I agreed to make it easier on all of us, and I didn't want any fighting or anything, so I just agreed.
Great. And did you pay the utilities?
Yes. When I lived there, we paid utilities. But when me and Chance broke up in January, I was on his cell phone bill, and he was going to shut it off. But we made an agreement that if he keeps me under his cell phone bill, that I would keep the utilities under my name, but they would still pay it as long as I also kept my part.
So why'd you sue him?
Because he moved out.
So what does that have to do with her?
Because I will call her and Chance both telling them that, okay, I just got an email saying this is the amount that's due on this day. And she would say, okay, I'll pay it. And then I would get an email 5 days later saying your payment is now past due.
What date did you move out?
January 22nd, 2013.
Okay. Now, you have bills for monies that accumulated after January 22nd.
Yes.
When did you move out?
Right after she did, because I can't know exactly the date.
No. Just give me the date you moved out. That's very easy to find out from your landlord. What date? January, February, March?
I moved out in January.
No.
January 15th, as a matter of fact.
Well, she said she moved out January 22nd.
Okay, well, I was already gone. When they got in their fight, I was already had been moved out.
That's not true.
Moving out.
Moving.
And I had already, okay, look at, what happened was, okay, the day that they got in that fight, which I'm not sure of the day she moved out, I'd say 3 weeks after that, I moved out because he started moving other people in. And I did not want to be there with all the, you know what I mean? So I got my own place. I have my own place since then. That's where I'm at right now.
Now I don't want you to say anything else.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're not living in the same place, I assume.
No.
Do you have any proof that she did not move out when she said she did in January?
I don't have physical proof, but...
Any proof? I didn't say physical proof.
He knows. He's my witness. Her stuff was all still there. She was not once moving out.
Just a second. Stand up. Move over there to her, please. Your first name is Chance?
Yes, ma'am.
When Miss Holland left, did you stay with your aunt?
I stayed another month, ma'am, and then...
One more month?
Yes, because she was...
Shh. So now we're in February. Where did you go in February?
Towards the end of February, I moved back down to my mom's for a month.
You moved to your mom?
Just for a month.
Just a second. Up until February, were you living with your aunt?
Yes, ma'am.
And where did she go in February?
She was still at the place, Your Honor, with the house with their utilities.
Then what did you go to your mother's for?
Because I was getting sick and tired of her yelling and just treating me like crap because of my condition I have, Your Honor.
And what condition is that?
My eyes, my retina is deteriorating over time, and there's a possibility I could go blind.
So she was yelling at you for that?
That, and because she keeps putting me down, how I'm not going to be able to drive her, I'm going to just be like the rest of my family and not do anything at all.
Your Honor?
You got to take care of your own business, Miss Holland. Should have turned the utilities off. You have no proof that she was living there. She just didn't turn off your utilities when she left. Now, you all moved into this duplex together. Is that right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. According to you, if I believe you, you were all supposed to pay rent.
Yes.
You left, he left, leaving her there.
Yes,
to
ma'am.
Either pay rent or to move out herself.
When I moved out January 22nd, I think I gave him about $200 even after I left. Because I was there part of January.
She threw you out and you gave her money anyway.
She didn't throw me out. I left.
Did the two of you have a fight?
Yes, the two of us had a fight.
Big fight?
Yes.
Right, good. I'm not giving you any money. Take care of your own business. If the utilities are in your name and you leave, shut them off. And if you have an agreement with Chance that he'll leave your cell phone on, if you leave the utilities on, sue Chance. She left about the same time that you all did, but you all moved in together.
No,
he can't leave
didn't.
To go to his mom. You can't leave to go to your mom, leaving somebody else responsible for all the bills. Now, why don't you work?
Because I'm in school, and I'm looking for a job. But it's hard having a daughter,
too. What school did you go to when you were living with the defendant?
San Joaquin Valley College.
And what school do you go to now?
The same one, just different
campuses. And when you moved out and moved back with your who?
My mom.
How far is that away from your school?
It's a 25-minute drive.
How do you get there?
My mom, but I have my license now.
Goodbye.
Marza, excuse me. Step out.
Hopefully one day he'll realize, you know what I mean? You know, I've been there for you.
We're together now. We're fine. The problem is her.
And now she'll be there fine for another year. Who knows? Until they get in another fight.
She's always drunk. She's never sober.
Okay, maybe I forgot I've been drunk.
He even threatened my daughter one time when I was out of the house.
No, it's not true. And I love kids, and the threat was a little kid. I don't know what that was about.
Obviously, it's her because even he left.
He was going to knock on my door tomorrow. You can come in.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stapp versus Klein Schmidt. Step forward.
Carolyn Stapp is suing her sister-in-law, Robin Klein Schmidt, for the value of a car she agreed to purchase from her.
Ms. Stapp, the defendant is your sister-in-law, and
yes,
it is your claim that you sold her a used car that she hasn't paid you for.
Yes.
Your sister-in-law says that she does have the car. You gave it to her. You signed the title over to her. It was a gift. And nothing more. When did you purchase the car?
We purchased the car in September of 10. My son and I chipped in together and purchased the car for my grandson, Jared.
And you paid, according to you,
$900
for it. Are you and your sister-in-law close?
We were.
Well, 2 years after you purchased the car and your grandson wasn't using it, it is your claim that you sold it to her for the same amount of money that you paid for it, which is $900, which is sort of unusual.
Well, we put work into it.
You mean when you purchased it for $900, it required work?
Yes.
What kind of work did it require?
It needed a new battery, which was $100. It needed a new front seat, which my husband went to the junkyard, dug out a seat, installed the seat, and something underneath with the starter or something that my husband had done to it also. We cleaned it up. It was filthy when we got it. Cleaned it days.
Well, how did it look when you sold it to your sister-in-law?
It was very nice. It was in excellent condition.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would you put it in his name even if you got married?
When I changed my name from Klein Schmidt to Martin, I'd have to change my license over, my registration, everything would have to be changed over.
No way.
Well, that's the reason why I did it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carolyn Stapp says sister-in-law Robin Klein Schmidt agreed to buy her car, but never paid.
Now, why didn't your grandson use it?
He was supposed to have the money for the gas and to help pay towards the insurance with a part-time job that never turned out. So, I mean, we just were not going to pay the whole thing. He knew that that was part of our agreement for him to use the car.
So he doesn't have a car?
No, he does not.
What does he drive?
He drives my car every once in a while.
Who does he live with?
He lives with us.
Does he go to school or does he work?
Neither. He's trying to get into EMT school, and he was going to use this payback money as part of the tuition.
Now, tell me about the sale.
Okay, in February of 2012, Robin approached us about not having...
You. I want to know what she did just with you.
Well, she approached me about selling the car to her. She did not have transportation to get back and forth to work. And she has actually worked at the same job for like 5-6 years.
What did she say to you?
Would it be okay if I purchased Jared's car? And of course I said, talk to Jared. Jared agreed. He told her to talk to me about the price, and that's when we set the price.
Okay. Now, you said she had the same job for a very long time, but she didn't give you any money.
No, she didn't.
And you signed the title over to her.
Yes, I did.
Why didn't she give you $100 if she had the same job? Something. Well,
it did cost her a good amount of money to turn everything over that day at Motor Vehicle. I think it was over $300. So she, I think she probably didn't have any other money.
Let's see. You say Robin didn't have enough money to get the registration, so I loaned her $101.
Yes, I did.
And then she paid you back that money.
Yes, immediately.
How much did it cost you to register the car?
$324.15.
So that's why there was no extra money to pay for the car, is that
exactly
what you're saying? Okay, when did you start to ask her for the money?
Well, probably about May of 2012. And I just always got the story, well, I get paid in 2 weeks, I'll give you something in 2 weeks. 2 weeks would come and go, and then maybe I wouldn't ask her again. And the finale was on Christmas. Robin was at our house, and We asked her again because Jared now was pushing, you know, to go to school. He wanted the money. And when she was getting ready to leave, we asked about the money. She looked at Jerry and said, well, when can we start giving something? And again, the answer was 2 weeks.
Who's Jerry?
Jerry is her boyfriend.
And the car is in his name?
Yes.
That's what I read here.
Yes.
Why did you put the car in his name?
Because it costs us so much to turn the tags over, and we're getting married in a few months, so instead of turning them over again, I just put it in his name.
That's a big mistake.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, I do want to have the receipt
no,
for
you
and
didn't
have
own
the
it.
Title.
You didn't have the title. You had a piece of paper, but you didn't
no,
have
I
the
had
title.
The title. I did have the title, and I gave her the title.
How can you give her the title if the title isn't in your name?
Well, I did.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carolyn Stapp says sister-in-law Robin Kleinschmidt agreed to buy her car, but never paid.
Now, why would you put it in his name even if you got married?
Well, instead of changing names and registration again, I just did it.
Why?
The one time.
Why would you have to do that?
That's what they do in Florida. You have to change the title over to my name.
Why?
When I changed my name from Kleinschmidt to Martin, I'd have to change my license over, my registration, everything would have to be changed over.
No, you don't have to. No way.
Well, that's the reason why I did it.
Didn't have to re-register the car. You just do a name change. If you get divorced, you want to strike a name, you strike a name. You want to add a name, you add a name.
Well, I've never done that before.
Never done what before?
Changed names. I've been married for 22 years, so I never had to change names or registrations or anything like that, so I didn't know. So
who
I just thought since we're getting married.
Car?
I normally drive it. Jerry drives it. Both of us drive it.
Is that the only vehicle that you have?
Yes.
Do you drive it to go to work?
I drive it to go to work, yes.
What does he drive it for?
He has a motorcycle.
So he doesn't drive it every day to go to work?
No, I drive the car mostly. He drives the car occasionally if we go out in the evening, but I drive it to work primarily.
Fine. So get back to Christmas. So she turned to Jerry and said,
When do you think we
can start paying her for the car?
2 weeks.
Okay, fine. And that never happened?
No. No.
Okay, now I'll hear your version.
Okay, on February 17th, my brother actually approached me. Carol was not involved in this whatsoever. My brother approached me, asked me if I needed a car to drive. He knew that I did not have a car. Said he had a car sitting in his driveway. Jared did not want it. They wanted it out of their driveway. And I said, I'll take it off your hands. I'll drive it. I need a car right now. And they said, okay, no money ever.
Not they. Not they.
No, my brother.
So you never had a conversation with
Carol?
With her?
Never.
In whose never. Name? Just listen to me. In whose name was the car?
I believe it was Carol's. I'm not sure who the title was under the first time.
In whose name was the car titled?
It was titled to the original seller.
Oh, so it wasn't even in her name.
I have the receipt from the original seller. We never turned it over to Jared's name because he never drove it.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me that that car sat for 2 years and you never registered the car in your name? Or
never.
Your husband's name?
No. No, we didn't. Robin was the first registration.
I don't buy that.
Pardon me?
I don't buy it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I don't buy it. I don't get the whole scenario.
Well,
at my stage in life, I've heard lots of things. You don't buy a car for $900 and then do what you said you did to the car. Put in a new seat. Mm-hmm. Put in a new battery, put in a new starter thing, clean it up, make it look beautiful, and then not register it?
Okay, if we would have registered it, it would have cost us $2,400 to put the car on our insurance. And that's why we didn't register it.
I believe Jared was without license, though, because... Sorry.
Jared did not have his license in September.
You're not the right party here. The car didn't belong to you. The car didn't belong to you. You can't sell her a car that you don't own.
Well, I do own it. I have the receipt for it.
You
and
didn't
I had
own
the
it.
Title.
You didn't have the title. You had a piece of paper, but you didn't have
the
title.
I had the title. I did have the title. And I gave her the title.
How can you give her the title if the title isn't in your name?
Well, I did.
Well, you'll figure it out. Case is dismissed. That's all. Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Never approached to buy the car. It was a gift. Here, you need a car, use it.
Was not a gift. It was a sale, and she knows it.
But she'll have to live with that.
There was no documentation on the car. There was no promise of payment.
I have documentation where Robin promised to pay.
We give gifts in our family all the time.
So she lied.
There is no more relationship with my brother or my sister-in-law.
There is no relationship.
I'm sorry that happened.
Watch what you do and who you do it with.
Just gotta, don't deal with family. It's not worth it.